Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 99 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm going to talk about gold making. This week, I'll be talking for a little bit less than I usually do, because well, this Saturday, me and my wife had our second daughter, so we're still sort of adjusting to life with newborns. So I'm just going to go through my week and talk a little bit about what's going on with the game, and then we'll skip the discussion point, and then next week we'll be back to, should hopefully be back to normal in terms of content creation. So that's the plan. Obviously, with a toddler arriving in midweek in terms of the space between episodes, my week in gold making has been also a little bit amputated, but we'll go through it anyway. Of course, the podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to my full TSM setups for Classic and Retail. So if you're interested in that, then head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. With a new feature that Patreon just released, you can actually pledge for a full year and you'll get 2 months for free. So that's something to look into if you're interested in that. Now, let's take a look at how I'm doing gold-wise. BFA, I'm currently sitting on a pile of 22.6 million gold, which is roughly the same as I had last week. I just had time for one repost session. I logged in once and reposted my stuff. I had 224,000 gold in sales, which isn't that bad. BOE sales and 160k, I think that's pretty good for the point in the expansion and considering the markets that I'm currently active in. Most of the stuff I sell is BOEs essentially, and I'm just trying to fire sell them to get rid of them, because corrupted BOEs are not going to be particularly valuable in the pre-patch. Of course, they're trending downwards. I actually sold one for 9,000 gold this week, and then I sold another one for 120 on one of my other realms, so it's still definitely something people are willing to pay gold for. So a pretty nice week. I did have to buy a single token this week because my subscription had run out, so I just had to spend a little bit of gold to get it started quickly up again, which meant that I just ended up with just 50,000 gold more than I started the week. At this point, I think we're approaching where I'll be. When the pre-patch rolls around, I should be somewhere around 23 million, give or take a couple hundred thousand, depending on if I choose to invest in cosmetics or something with my time. So yeah, it looks like this is where we're going to essentially end the expansion in terms of gold making, which would leave me at roughly almost 24 million gold in profit. Somewhere in that range actually. So that's pretty cool. Made a lot of gold this expansion. We'll see what the future brings. But at this point, I think like it's just gonna ebb out, and that's gonna be it. And I'm gonna start looking ahead to Shadowlands. I spent a little bit more time leveling my character. But still mostly played Classic this week, and I'll probably mostly play Classic until the pre-patch, and then we'll see. Now, on the subject of Classic, let's turn our attention over there. Currently sitting at about 3,500 gold, with about 2,700 gold worth of auctions posted, which is about 500 gold less than I had last week. I've still been spending a lot of money. I have a large amount of herbs that I've not been able to turn into potions because I can't find all of them. So I have a bunch of ghost mushrooms and Gromstball that I don't have the plague bloom and other materials needed to finish crafting them. I've also been buying a decent amount of stuff for my main, including potions for Ankirage 40 progression, and I've bought a decent amount of items for Cenarian Circle rep, including the encrypted Twilight texts just to get reputation, idols and scarabs to turn in for the Ankirage 20 set, and some other things. Also spent a decent amount of gold on stuff for the The various logistics badge turn-ins. That has not materialized into huge amounts of gold. Outside of obviously childbirth, I've been spending a lot of time in Silithus, working on field duty runs. I now have all the badges ready to go for Earthstrike. I'm about halfway from Revered to Exalted, so on the final stretch of the rep grind as well. So we'll see if I try to brute force it or just like do another Anchorage 20. I'm not sure. I kind of want to get it done this week, but we'll see. My total sales this week were 2,500 gold, so not that bad, considering that I obviously didn't spend all of my time in game. And considering like how my restocking queue for Alchemy has just been a huge, very long list. Because I've been spending all my main has just been in Silithus all the time, and that's where I craft. So I just haven't bothered spending the time to recraft, which is why my auction house value is for me essentially really low right now. So hopefully we can get some stuff going. I've finally found a large batch of solid stone today, which means I should have a bunch more seppers out onto the auction house, and they are extremely expensive these days, so that's also very nice. We'll see if I can get the sale though. But that's about it. Like, I'm still making gold in Classic, even though this wasn't the best week. So no reason to be sad or mad, really. Alright, so that's about it for my week. Let's take a quick look at what's going on with the game. And BFA or retail, or Shadowlands, as I should soon start referring to this segment. Well, the big thing that everyone focused on this week was vendor shuffles. A surprising... I've talked about this, like how surprised I am that this is as popular as it is, but it is. And this time it's something coming in the pre-patch, because we're getting Relics of the Past, which allow you to boost crafted items from past expansions up to relevant item level for level 50, and it also boosts up the vendor sell price. So this will obviously enable a lot of potential vendor shuffles, because you can just craft old world items that have very very cheap materials. Of course, you need a Relic of the Past as well, but you can craft those with a bunch of different old world materials. There are so many different options to choose from. So there's definitely going to be vendor shuffle potential here. The biggest limiter at the moment is the fact that crafting the Relics of the Past has a 10-second craft timer. So that's obviously going to make this a very, very large time sink for anyone looking to sink time into it, and that's going to heavily limit the raw gold you can actually generate, because you need to spend so much time crafting, and you're not going to have that much time crafting. Obviously, this is also going to impact like the Ataldasar Shimmer Scale Striker farm. It might be better, depending on how cheap you can get the relic, in terms of gold, but it's going to be worse in terms of gold per hour. That's for sure. So yeah, on a more interesting, or rather what I think is more interesting, is that you can sell these crafted items from old expansions. I've seen some testing by some of the hardcore players indicating that having sockets is extremely valuable. So I'm not sure how they'll handle the scaling on that. Because this might make like specific old world crafted items with that come naturally with two or three sockets might be extremely good. For people looking to gear up their alts. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on if you have any of those recipes. They might be worth a lot, actually. Because they're definitely going to be more powerful, at least in some forms of content. Obviously, we can expect that uncanny combatant gear is going to be completely out of the window once the pre-patches rolls around. That's going to be useless. Why? Because it just takes so long to craft. Are you going to craft, like, scrap thousands of bracers and get Expulsum? Or are you just going to buy, like, some linen off the auction house and craft some linen pants and boost them up with the Relic of the Past? Obviously, you're going to do the last one because it's way faster. And I'm sure they're going to make stats standardized enough to where that's just better. So it's definitely something as well to consider. Like Uncanny Gear, I don't see Uncanny Gear surviving all the way up until the launch of Shadowlands. I think it's going to die in the pre-patch, most likely. So if you're heavily invested there, now is definitely the time to consider stepping out. When it comes to Classic, there's really not much to say. There's no huge news. We're in Phase 5. My guild killed Visidus, the last boss for us in Anchorage 40, so we are now 9-9. Going back in, I think we should be able to clear the full raid tomorrow in one night, so that's cool. The one thing that I've seen rising up more and more that I really, really want to be a part of is the gold bid style raid pugs. I think that's very, very fun, obviously. So I'm considering, there haven't been many on my realm, so I'm considering if I want to try starting one actually and streaming it, because I think that could be fun. Mostly to focus on the bidding part, obviously. I'm not going to buy too much gear because I have everything I need from Molten Core and Blackwing Lair, but I could use that to make some gold and have some fun. So that's something I'm considering, and I've seen it pop up more and more on Reddit, and I know it's popular on other realms, and I'm sure it could be very popular where we are as well. So yeah, guys, that's it for me this week. I know it was a short one, but that's what it is. I'll be back in a week though with a full length episode, so stay tuned for that. I'm also obviously coming out with posts on Thursdays, Mondays and Sundays, and back to the regular schedule starting from tomorrow. So yeah, make sure you check that out when they come. If you enjoyed the show and you want to read more about gold making, that's at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you enjoyed the show and you want to support it, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. With a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.